You're listening to SBS News.
From the sky, much of Yorktown is now black, charred land. Authorities say the bushfire that ripped through the South Australian town has damaged at least 11 properties and 4,500 hectares of land. It was South Australia's extreme weather conditions on Wednesday that started the fire, fanning the flames toward the small town. Ground crews fought through the night and into the early hours of the morning, and 7 firefighters and 33 locals were treated for fire-related injuries. One resident told the ABC he considers himself lucky.
We're some of the ones that just got off fairly lightly in comparison to a lot of others. My cousin's place down here, their house is gone.
The fire, still uncontained, was heading toward the coastal town of Edithburgh, residents there preparing for the worst. Luckily, firefighters contained it just in time, as Country Fire Service Assistant Chief Officer Rob Stanford explains.
Our crews have actually halted the forward rate of spread with that fire right on the outskirts of Edithburgh, so that's good news for that community, but there's still a significant amount of work that will need to be done.
While the fire is still not fully contained, authorities are positive it's under control. But South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall warns residents they must not be complacent.
My clear message to the people of South Australia is to be prepared. Make sure they do everything they possibly can to be prepared, because it is a very high likelihood that at some point there will be other fires here in South Australia. The best thing that we can do as a state is to be prepared.
Victoria faced similar catastrophic weather conditions, with temperatures soaring into the 40s and winds recorded as strong as 130 kilometres per hour. There are more than 60 fires currently burning across the state, one at emergency level at Strathallan, south of Echuca. Many others are at watch and act level. But even with cooler weather on the way, Victoria's Emergency Management Commissioner Andrew Crisp says there's little respite.
Again, what we're seeing with the change is it's coming through, and as was forecast, we're seeing dry lightning, so we're seeing lightning strikes that are starting further fires. So we've still got quite some time until that change works its way through the state.
And in northern New South Wales, authorities are attempting to protect properties from a fire near Bora Ridge, north of Grafton. More than 50 blazes are burning across the state, shrouding Sydney in a thick, hazardous smoke for the second time this week. The air quality is 20 times worse than that of Jakarta or Beijing. Paramedics have treated more than 50 people for smoke-related illnesses, and authorities say it could hang around for a few more days. Dr. Richard Broom from New South Wales Health says people should be vigilant.
To keep yourself healthy during fire season, it's important to keep an eye on air quality. When there is a lot of smoke in the air, cut back on outdoor physical activity, particularly if you're someone who has a heart or lung condition. And when it's really smoky like it has been today, it's best to stay indoors and just avoid the smoke as best possible.
Sydney's water restrictions are to be upgraded to a level 2 from mid-December, the first time since the millennium drought. The dry conditions are exacerbating the bushfire threat across much of the country. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.